The original research article entitled Exertional Exhaustion, Post-Exertional Malaise, PEM, evaluated by the effects of exercise on cerebrospinal fluid metabolomics, lipidomics, and serine pathway in myalgic encephalomyelitis chronic fatigue syndrome, was authored by Baraniuk from Georgetown University Medical Center in the USA. It was published in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences in February 2025. Post-exertional malaise, PEM, is a hallmark symptom of ME/CFS and involves a provocation that causes disabling exacerbation to physical and cognitive functioning that is not relieved by rest. As the onset of PEM can be delayed, the duration is variable, and the individual effects are varied and unique. The author sought to find objective markers of this pathophysiological dysfunction by examining brain metabolite and lipid flux through cerebrospinal fluid analysis. This study included 60 ME/CFS participants meeting Fukuda and Canadian consensus criteria and 32 sedentary controls, less than 40 minutes per week of aerobic exercise. All participants had a lumbar puncture to collect cerebrospinal fluid. Some participants, 15 ME/CFS participants and 12 sedentary controls, completed two submaximal exercise tests 24 hours apart, followed by a lumbar puncture 1 to 5 hours after the second exercise test. Questionnaires were completed to gather information on disability, impairment, and quality of life. The author found differences between ME/CFS and controls at the baseline measurements, indicating disease-related pathologies, and also between baseline and post-exercise, indicating PEM-related pathologies. The author found elevated serine, as well as its derivatives, sarcosine and phospholipids, with a decrease in 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. This was a novel finding and indicative of generalized dysfunction of folate and 1-carbon metabolism in ME/CFS. The author also found that exercise led to both groups consuming lipids, but that metabolites were also consumed in the ME/CFS group, but generated in the control group. The author concluded that the ME/CFS group had a hypermetabolic profile with elevated metabolites and lipids. These results were in contrast to some previous studies, which had found hypometabolism in ME/CFS. In addition, the author proposes an additional hypothesis that the metabolic and phospholipid profiles identified may indicate that white matter dysfunction is a contributor to the cognitive dysfunction observed in ME/CFS.